Does your basement leak only when it rains? At PermaSeal, we believe your basement should be dry all the time. For a free estimate, you know who to call, PermaSeal. 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
All right, now, what was the joke of the week? Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. On Fridays, we pull from the jokes sent in. Somebody's about to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug. Here's joke of the week number one.
There are two kinds of people in the world, Dave. One, those who can extrapolate from incomplete data.
Joke of the week number two.
Did you hear about the basketball player who got thrown out of the game for wearing too much cologne? It was a flagrant... No.
All right, you do it.
Hey, John, did you hear about the basketball player who got thrown out of a game for wearing too much cologne?
What happened, Dave?
He committed a... he committed a fragrant foul.
Both of us to do. Thank God we had Dave on the bench. Okay, joke of the week number three.
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a doctor and John Williams will star as Mr. Smith.
I'm sorry, Mr. Smith, but I can't pull the plug on your wife to put your wife out of her misery.
Why not?
Well, for starters, she's only got a sprained ankle.
Give her a break. Here's number four.
You know you're getting older when you stoop to tie your shoes and then you wonder what else you can do while you're down there. You know you're getting older when you ordered stewed prunes and the waiter says, excellent choice.
That was a double feature there, wasn't it? Here's joke of the week number five.
Dave, I got some pizza last night and then I started shaking uncontrollably.
Oh my, where'd you get the pizza from?
Little seizures.
Here's the peril of Dave Ennett in joke number six.
Hey, Dave, do you know the difference between a seagull and a baby without a diaper?
Well, one flits across the shore.
Oh.
Yeah, and?
You're trying to get me in trouble, John.
Steve was the first to notice the problem that Dave had there. Yeah, we put Dave Ennett to work this week. Listen to number seven.
Do you hear there's a new trend, Dave Ennett, on social media where you hide a breath mint under your tie clip and then you use it right before a goodnight kiss?
Oh, yes. It's the tick-tock, tie-tack, tic-tac tactic.
Here's joke of the week number eight.
Big shakeup yesterday at the clown school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, 12 clowns got fired. Weirdly, that only freed up one parking spot.
Number nine.
Hey, Dave, I've got an impressionist painting of some flowers, but my cat scratched it. Now I'm trying to sell it online. My post reads, for sale, Claude Monet.
Number 10, please.
I finally made it to the gym after a long absence, and I was happy to see that they put up a motivational poster in the locker room. It was a before picture of a really out-of-shape guy, I guess, to encourage people to work out. And I realized it was a mirror.
Made me feel sad. Okay, just a couple more here. What about number 11?
In the following scene, Dave Ennett will portray a protozoa.
Actually, I don't even want to play that whole joke. It was so stupid, but it included words like amoeba derchi, but I love the premise, the very idea that Steve Alexander would ask Dave Ennett to portray a protozoa and all the things that guy's done over the years. We salute Dave Ennett. How about number 12?
I often wonder if the guy who came up with the term one-hit wonder came up with any other phrases.
Two more. Here's a Smarty Pants joke.
Your attention, please. The following is a Smarty Pants joke and may be unsuitable for some listeners.
You know how to make a Velociraptor?
No, how?
Well, you divide Displacement Raptor by Time Raptor.
Did anybody like that joke? Like, if you're a real smart person, is there a physics or math major out there who goes, finally... 312-981-7200.
I bet there are some people just hooting and hollering after that one.
Boy, I hope so, and God bless us if we've got listeners that smart. Okay, one more. Here's our final joke of the
week.
Knock,
knock.
Who's there?
Bumblebee.
Bumblebee who?
This weekend, you're Bumblebee cold if you don't wear pants, Dave.
That's pretty good. I'm going to go with that one. Steve Alexander, what was the joke of the week?
She's only got a sprained ankle.
Oh, seriously?
Nice.
Wow. Andy Mazur, where are you going to go, my friend?
I'm debating between a couple, but I'm going to go with the tic-tac, tie-tac tactic.
Nicely done, Andy. You pulled that off. Bobby Kay in the newsroom?
You know, I really liked fragrant foul.
Nice.
Right, it's a nice joke.
It was a nice joke, and Lord knows we all came together on that one. Producer Pete says...
Claude Monet.
Wow. Well, a lot of love going around. Five different votes there, and all for a different joke. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNRadio.com. Give me a minute here, and we'll pull from the joke sent in. Somebody's about to win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.